From a secret bunker near the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, March 21st, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Liz Peek says it's time for America to stop apologizing and falling all over itself to find something wrong here at home. It's time to stop apologizing for American greatness, capitalism, the Constitution, and frankly, our way of life. Two, a migrant from Senegal got a job as a school bus driver in Milan, Italy. Yesterday, he hijacked his own bus and planned to kill all 51 kids on board, but the police stopped the heinous attack. But not until the bus was set on fire. And the terrorist ranted about the immigration policies of Italy. For real. And number one, in response to the attacks at two mosques in New Zealand, that nation's government planning on taking away guns from law-abiding citizens. It is shutting down whole websites as well to keep citizens safe, they say. But safe from what? The truth? From getting actual information?
Today I'm announcing that New Zealand will ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons. We will also ban all assault rifles.
All semi-automatic weapons, all assault rifles will be banned. And that's the end of it. That really is the end of it in New Zealand, but that's not all of it. That may be the end of it, but it's not all of it. Meanwhile, New Zealand is banning entire websites like Zero Hedge and others. The New Zealand telecoms are demanding big tech censorship to protect consumers, they say, from images of the attack on the two mosques. The New Zealand Prime Minister refusing to use the man's name, as if not using his name will somehow make it better. It will somehow, I don't know, purge his name, says Jacinda Ardern, that somehow will clean things up. But think about this. 50 people were murdered. And authorities demanded from the first moment of the attack that social media companies remove videos of the massacre in Christchurch. The country blocking access to any site that hosts videos of the attack. And imagine if that were the approach to other horrible events in history. What if we purged the world of all images of the Holocaust? What if we never spoke the names of the SS High Command or Hitler's name, for example? Would that help heal the world because we never heard Hitler's name, or would that help educate the world? Some argue that Timothy McVeigh, his name should never have been said, but his name was said. We know his name. We know what happened in Oklahoma City, and there hasn't been a repeat of that attack. Now, has there? That's never been repeated. Some argue that New Zealand's approach may be more about preserving that country's image than actually confronting racism and hate that led to the terrorist attack at two mosques there. The fact is, two of the world's worst far-right attacks of terrorism in recent memory took place in New Zealand and Norway. Two countries that pride themselves on being so progressive and not prone to that kind of gun violence. Of course, in Norway, you had 77 people killed. Norway, recently, the public prosecutor's office there refused to press hate crime charges against a rapper who cursed effing Jews. Norway claimed it was an anti-Israel comment. That's a convenient way to whitewash anti-Semitism. Part of a larger attempt to simply reclassify hatred as something else. Meanwhile, this clash of cultures is happening all over the world. In fact, in the UK currently, you have a crossroads of two protected groups coming to battle. The immigrant Muslim community and the LGBTQ community coming to blows. Seven schools now have completely banned the education of LGBTQ teachings that were in the classroom. They have been banned altogether. Pulled out. Done with it. Yeah, it's called, what is this called? No Outsiders? No Outsiders program has been tossed to the curb because Muslim immigrants to the country are saying, no, you're not going to teach our children that. So you have this crossroads in all of these cultures, you know, the far right blaming the far left and those in the middle trying to figure out what's going on. I see this happening all over. But parents are complaining about all of these things because they say in the UK, their children are being indoctrinated before they're 5 years old. And they said, we'll have none of it. And they've knocked it down now in seven schools, and they're moving to other places. The intention is to stop this education nationwide. They intend to stop this, as they call it, indoctrination. They intend to stop it nationwide in the UK. Now, just imagine if it were Christian groups pushing this idea. The Christian groups would be targeted for homophobia. But now you have a question, what's worse? Homophobia or Islamophobia? These are the two things coming to battle here in these culture wars, all put forth by the left in this tolerance battle. And this is a tolerance battle of the titans. According to some, pupils should not be denied LGBT lessons, no matter what their parents say. Well, guess what? In Birmingham, the parents shut down the program altogether. It's called No Outsiders. The guy that put this lesson together, nominated to be the Teacher of the Year in 2019 for penning and creating the No Outsiders program. But Greater Manchester now battling. The schools have all been pulled in Birmingham. The lessons have all been pulled there because they're primarily Muslim students there. They're immigrants, and they've taken over, you know, certain neighborhoods, certain communities. Now the same thing is happening in Manchester. They don't run the No Outsiders program there, but it is understood by some parents of mainly Muslim background are concerned about the new plans to overhaul sex ed lessons in the schools, and they say, no, it's not going to happen. We're putting our foot down. We will pull all of our kids out of the school. Some say they're just regular sex education lessons, and they say no. These parents are angry, and they say, we're not sending our kids to school to learn this. We're teaching our kids to read, write, arithmetic, reading, writing, arithmetic, the basics is what they want their kids taught, not to be gay is okay. And these are some of the battles, and these battle lines are being drawn all over Europe now, and you have to ask yourself, how long until it comes here? How long until communities in places like Minneapolis, where you have a predominant Somali Muslim community that's very powerful, or in Dearborn, Michigan, you have a Muslim community that's strong. They say, we're not going to allow for that kind of an education in our elementary schools. That's over. And how long until it goes to the middle schools? And how long until it goes to the high schools? And how long until it's just pushed out? And what side are you on? We're going to talk about this at length tomorrow because I've got all sorts of examples and articles and research. So in New Zealand, the guns are being taken away from lawful citizens, and they're not being allowed to even discuss the mosque attacks. We'll just cleanse it from the history. We won't speak the man's name, and we'll pretend it never happened. And you've got that going on, a very Orwellian approach to how to solve the problem. And then, of course, in the UK, you've got the battle between the Muslim community and the gay community. Who comes out on top? I don't know. I make you aware of it. It's 14 after.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.